very disappointed. We didn't really show our true selves, I didn't think, tonight. You know, I can obviously say that the last three games have taken a lot out of us, which I wouldn't be lying if I was to say that. We played 130 minutes a week ago, and you know, we've had a tough opening to our season, and we've had some very difficult matches, and there just seemed a lack of a spark really tonight. And going behind, obviously, was the first time this season that we've gone behind. It's the first time we conceded a goal. But we retaliated very quickly, got back into the game with Joe Walsh going from a set piece, which is very pleasing. And I think really I've got to take a lot of responsibility. I made some substitutions today which didn't work. And, you know, in the past, certainly this season, you know, I made a few substitutions that have enabled us to continue to stay in front and continue to hang on in games. And although I say so myself, they've been the correct ones, you know. But tonight I didn't make the right decisions from the bench that I should have done. And we got back to one each, and I felt at the time we needed somebody to get out and just put their foot on the ball a little bit, because we weren't keeping the ball well enough. And you know, I obviously made a couple of changes, bringing on young Charlie, of course, to try and get back into the game. But I didn't particularly want it to play out on the left wing. And this is youth sometimes, you know. I maybe just didn't explain myself as well as I should have done to Charlie. I wanted him to play a little bit more central than what he did. But, you know, that's my job. That's my responsibility. And I messed up tonight. So I've got to take the blame for the outcome.
Well, you must have been pleased with how you got back into the game, which I suppose then makes it doubly disappointing to then go behind again. But I mean, Bradford, a bit of a freak that second goal, wasn't it? The nuts let fly with it, and it's as if time stood still almost.
Well, Billy did that to us up at Port Vale last year. He didn't touch the ball for about an hour and 10 minutes, and then one dropped to him, and with that sweet left foot of his, he stuck it in the top corner. Today I thought we'd got away with it. It hit the post and obviously bounced across the goal, hit the other post and went in. those kind of shots against us have been sailing over the stand. They've been going over the Bruce Winfield stand or over the scoreboard. But they've had three opportunities tonight and they've taken all three. You may remember last week against Ipswich, Noble had a great chance to have scored and he missed it, and you know, we got away with that one, but we didn't get away with it tonight. We got a big punch on the nose, so we'll have to see how my players react in the next few days leading up to Sheffield United.